It is important to get in good trouble. Good trouble is what changes things for the better. And so what you all are doing today, protesting and lifting your voices, making clear that what is happening in our name is not acceptable. You are getting in good trouble. And if you keep doing that, I believe that things will turn for the better. And how could I not? I mean, I'm carrying here a stack of note cards that a young man who helped organize this this gathering today, a young man named Andrew, who just came up to me and handed me these note cards, from young people here in Boulder, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, who've decided to spend their time protesting and making their voices heard. How could I not be optimistic about our ability to finally reclaim justice and dignity for all when I see this next generation standing up the way that they are standing up? I will make an ask of you, which is to keep pushing, keep writing letters, keep making phone calls, keep sending emails, keep protesting. Lift your voices for every single person in this country who is voiceless, and we will change things for the better. I firmly believe it. So I hope you'll join me in continuing to do that. Thank you so much, Boulder County, for standing up against hate and injustice everywhere. Thank you so much.
Child neglect and abuse is very important to me, and seeing that it's being done on a wide scale, on a government scale, for people who are fleeing poverty, who need our help, that definitely compels me to speak, and I think it should compel everyone to speak.
Tell me about the sign you're holding.
So my sign basically is a mock-up of the signs that you see at the borders of families. It says caution, and you would see families running. And I was telling people to be careful of the immigrant families that were fleeing and running across the roads, because they would get hit and killed. And it just, to me, represents that we've just gotten to a really dark place in America.
So much like a deer crossing sign or something, it was a immigrant families fleeing sign.
Yes, correct. Yeah, because they would I guess they were running across the freeways trying to evade capture, and they would get hit. I never actually saw it, but I did see the signs, definitely.
Jim Vaca. I feel I'm living in a horror story in this America. This is bizarre. It's strange that we are now not even just at one another's throats politically, but we're not at the throats of children. This is totally unacceptable. It's that time for civil disobedience.
$775 per child per day. We don't know what that money is being used for, because it's certainly not being used for beds, toothbrushes, adequate food, trauma-informed care to find these kids' families. Where is it going?
This is my message to the Trump administration. No somos uno, no somos cien, somos millones, cuéntanos bien. We are not one, we are not 100, we are millions. Count us well.